Welcome to the FishExplorer.com's Fly Fishing Podcast. This is a show where we talk about everything from how to fish, where to fish, what to fish for, and whatever else we want to talk about. We will talk to the legends of fishing, guides, fishermen, and anybody else who wants to talk fishing. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. Good morning, evening, afternoon, Fish Explorer folks out there. This is Tim Fishman Emery, and welcome to this week's edition of the Fly Fishing Podcast. You know, I usually sound pretty quiet and or monotone and have a deep voice, and this week's going to be a little worse. I do have a cold, maybe caught it fishing, maybe not, who knows, but that's okay. If you're just finding us on the World Wide Web, we are at www.fishexplorer.com. We are the number one resource for fishing information in the state of Colorado. Any information you need about lakes, you can find them there. How to fish them, how to catch fish, what kind of fish are in there, where to launch your boat, whether you can have a boat in those lakes. Whatever information you want about fishing, we have it. Fishexplorer.com is the place to be. This week's podcast is going to be a short and sweet one, but we're going to talk specifically about fall fishing in the lakes, in particular wiper. And the reason we're going to talk about wiper is I got to go fishing with Matt Snyder, founder of Fish Explorer, this week. We went to a certain place that we can talk about because we're Fish Explorer, and it's not necessarily a hot spot, but it's a great place. We went to Lone Tree Reservoir up outside of Loveland looking for wiper. If you don't know what a wiper is, it's a striped bass, white bass hybrid, and it is a tough fish. They fight like, you know, freight trains, they hit like freight trains, and they are a lot of fun. In the spring, it's hard to find them. You have to kind of blind cast, you have to kind of cast where you think they are, and where you know they should be, and hopefully you can get them. During the fall months, though, things start to change, and the shad start to ball up and come together, and they start to get on, the shad move up to the surface, because the wiper eat gizzard shad, which are small fish, probably 1.5 to 3 inches long for the most part. They have a little gray in them, but not much for the most part. They're pretty white. It's a great thing to see. So during the fall, the wiper start looking for those shad, because of course they're getting ready for winter. The shad ball up, the wiper go chase them, and we get a topwater bite. It is really a cool thing. So on Tuesday we went out, we started about 4:30 on Lone Tree, and we're looking for these fish. And you can hear them busting, you can hear them fighting, you can hear them looking for, you know, they're making noises all over the lake. The wind dies down, the lakes are glassy. It is, you know, really a spectacular way to kind of fish for a cool, you know, one of those fish that you don't get to see a lot, you don't hear a lot about, especially out here in Colorado. And it, with a fly rod, it's even better. So, you know, you're on the lake, you're trolling around, you're not trolling, you're using your troller motor to try and find these fish the best you can. You're looking for birds, so it's really just like striper fishing in the ocean. You're looking for birds. Hopefully you can find the fish, and hopefully they're balled up and they're hungry enough that there are big, large schools going after these bait fish. Well, Tuesday night, we did see them everywhere. We could see the shad on the surface making some nervous water, and we saw the wipers. Now, one thing, interesting thing about Tuesday night, and probably a majority of the nights, are that these schools of shad are spread out, so they're hard to find. Or they're hard to find the fish that are feeding on the schools. It's kind of a hit or miss thing. You're kind of sitting there looking, waiting for these fish to come up and then casting to where they are. You know, I've got a decent cast. I can cast a big fly probably 70, 75 feet. And, you know, just waiting and looking and waiting and looking and hunting. It's as close to ocean fishing as you can get. It is really cool. We're using bigger flies. I used, you know, some clousers, probably about size 4s and 2s. And one of my theories is, not everybody agrees with me, but I think the majority of people out there will agree with me, that you need to use bigger flies, wiper and other really aggressive species like bigger flies. So I started out throwing a smaller mouth, but I decided to change to a larger one, and that is when I got my fish. So, you know, I got about an 18-inch, probably about a 3-pound, maybe 4-pound wiper. I don't really know poundage because I'm a fly fisherman, and all I worry about is inches. But it was a pretty good fish. He hit like a freight train, almost ripped the rod out of my hand. It was a lot of fun. But, you know, the wiper fishing was tough. It was, they were busting all around, but they were always busting at, you know, 125 yards away instead of 75 yards away. So it made for real interesting fishing. But, you know, that's what it is. It's fishing. It's great. Now, a wiper, like I said, is a striper and a white bass put together. They are sterile. And the Division of Wildlife and so forth has stocked these fish because they control the shad populations really well. And the thing they like about the wiper population is that they can control them and know how many fish are in the lakes, or approximately how many fish are in the lakes, so that they don't let the lakes get overfed and don't let the wiper take over. Certain lakes like Lake Powell and so forth, where they have a true striper, freshwater stripers, those fish they're talking about have taken over and are eating the forage base. So, you know, these Division of Wildlife and people out there are really working hard to maintain a level of balance that will allow everybody to catch the fish and keep these lakes and rivers healthy. So, you know, that's what the wiper is. They say that wiper can't mate, but they also do say that wiper can mate with their parents or somebody related to them. So if it's a wiper and a striper, they think they can mate. A wiper and a white bass, they think they can mate. They can't mate wiper to wiper. So very interesting stuff, and I'm not a biologist, so you can probably find more information here on Fish Explorer about that, or Division of Wildlife has more information about that. So, you know, wiper fishing, really getting out there. The techniques I was using, I happen to, you know, fish with a 10-foot 6-weight G. Loomis, which is a pretty stout rod that I happen to particularly like for this type of fishing. There are a lot of people that fish with 8-weights. Probably would be the smarter way to go, so you can throw those bigger bugs. But an 8-weight would probably work out pretty well as well, 8 or 7. Like I said, fast strips. You cast it out there, you strip fast. We're using intermediate and sig tip lines for the most part. Very rarely, although this time of year in the fall, you can find them on top, so you can throw that topwater, a popper and a white, some kind of popper, to really get them going. But usually we're fishing sig tips, intermediates, or full sinking lines, which is really the key to it. Our leaders are pretty short. You know, 10-pound, 12-pound test, probably 3-4 feet, because you really want that line to take your fly down there as well. If you get too long a leader with fish and sig tip lines, it doesn't work very well. The fly won't come down with the line as fast as you'd like it to, so you don't get it in the zone. That is really the key to fishing that way, is those shorter leaders with the sink tips and the intermediate lines. Long casts, throwing it out there, and fast strips. As fast as you can. Make sure your stripping fingers are broken in and your stripping hands broken in, because there's a lot of casting, a lot of stripping. It is really a fun way to do it, though, and wiper fishing out there is great. Reservoirs like Lone Tree and Union right now are low, and you can get out there quite a ways, and the fish are pretty close to shore as well. So if you want to fish them from shore with a fly rod or a conventional tackle, you can do that right now as well. You can see them. It's a lot more waiting and hoping they're going to come to you, but it is definitely a waiting game. So, you know, striper or wiper fishing this time of year, get out there, do it. As the color changes and the light gets better, it's just a fantastic time of year to be out there. So hopefully this has been informative and good for you guys to hear about. All the details about wiper and so forth are on fishexplorer.com. couple cool things coming up in the near future. ISE, the International Sportsman's Expo, will be here January 7th through the 10th. Fish Explorer will have a huge presence there. We are going to be doing a Friday night bite happy hour party that we hope all Fish Explorer members come to. We'll have all our field editors, including Barry Reynolds, Chad, LaChance, Nate Stephanie Zielinski will be there, and hopefully some other very cool guests. We'll be hanging out. We'll do a field editor panel, and we're looking at having a good old party there. So be on the lookout for that. I appreciate you guys tuning in every week. Next week's episode, yet to be determined, but it will be relevant to the weather and the fishing, and probably something about fishing up in the mountains as the fall gets to us. So if you have any questions or comments, please email me at tim@fishexplorer.com. In the meantime, make sure you keep checking Fish Explorer for all the updates to see what is going on. And also make sure you get out there and go fishing.